Information takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
Meteorologist Scott Oltoff says we'll see some patchy fog this morning and then increasing cloudiness today, showers and thunderstorms moving in, and then we'll have some more fall-like weather and cooler temperatures for the balance of the week. And Scott will be along with complete details on that in 5 minutes after this hour's report of AM 580 News. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce. Well, European and Asian stock markets fell today amid a host of rescue deals for European banks and skepticism about the tentative U.S. bailout agreement. Analysts said the flurry of developments around the world is confirming fears that the global financial contagion is likely to spread further before any recovery. The House is scheduled to vote today on the $700 billion U.S. bank bailout. The London Stock Exchange, the FTSE 100, was down 3.2%. Germany's DAX dropped 2.9%. France's CAC 40 was down 2.9%, the Nikkei in Tokyo down 1.3%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was down 2.1%. Money experts say the current economic turmoil should be a signal to review personal finances. Sean Crawford reports.
State government might not always be the best role model when it comes to finances, but the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation is taking on the task. Secretary Dean Martinez says the agency has information on its website to address a number of questions, including one of the most common, is my money safe?
And if you were to click on that link, it would lead you straight to the FDIC insurance line, and you would be able to look up your account and your monies, and it will tell you whether or not you are fully insured or not. So even if you couldn't reach your banker, you can do it on your own at your computer.
Mortgages, credit, and insurance are other topics listed. Martinez says the site is set up to make it easier for financial novices to navigate. He says while individuals can't control the economy, they can make sure they're protected and that they're comfortable with their level of risk. I'm Sean Crawford.
A newspaper analysis of a state fund that pays for death penalty cases alleges a pattern of unchecked expenses and questionable fees billed by lawyers and trial experts. The story published in yesterday's St. Louis Post-Dispatch says few limitations are imposed on the Illinois Capital Litigation Trust Fund. The fund has disbursed more than $50 million since it began 8 years ago. Its supporters say it provides key defense funding for suspects in capital cases. But Peoria County State's Attorney Kevin Lyons says lax oversight allows some to milk the thing like a cow, quote unquote. No single state agency oversees the fund. Trial judges are responsible for reviewing and approving expenses. Messages to the Illinois State Treasurer's Office and Auditor General's Office were not immediately returned yesterday. Well, family and friends attended a ceremony yesterday afternoon at Assembly Hall in Champaign to honor 240 members of the 33rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team preparing for deployment. These National Guard soldiers will be helping Afghanis to build their fledgling army and police forces. For Major Sammy Nasib, this is the third time he's been deployed. He's done 2 6-month tours in Iraq, so Nasib says his three adolescent children know the drill.
They're kind of used to it, but they understand. I mean, biggest thing is get them involved in what we're doing, that they're also part of the effort as well.
Well, several veterans and members of the military attended the ceremony to support the soon-to-be-deployed. Jim Stork is a ride captain with the Patriot Guard Riders, a group of 150,000 motorcyclists nationwide who attend deployment and welcome ceremonies, as well as soldier funerals to support the soldiers. He says about 75% of Guard Riders are Vietnam veterans.
I mean, these boys, you got to realize we were drafted, and all of these boys are volunteers, and that makes them extra special.
Well, this is the largest deployment of the Illinois National Guard since World War II. The soldiers will be gone for about a year. And in an effort to stop the spread of invasive emerald ash borer beetle, the Illinois Department of Transportation says it will not plant ash trees in any more of its landscape projects. Craig Mictus is a maintenance engineer for the department. He says IDOT would like to be proactive in stopping the beetle spread across Illinois. He also says department crews will remove any ash trees that are infested. Julianne Hemminghouse is the emerald ash borer outreach coordinator for the Department of Agriculture in Illinois. She says any help from IDOT would provide significant help in fighting the beetles. Emerald ash borers feed on ash trees, eventually killing them. The insect has been blamed for killing millions of trees in the Midwest. Our next report of AM 580 News will be at 7:30. We'll have headlines at 7:06. I'm Jay Pierce.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's a little past 7:30. Make that 7:35 on the East Coast. 6:35 here, though. And AM 580 meteorologist Scott Oltoff joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, October starts on Wednesday.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, Wednesday. And we have some fall-like weather coming in.
We do. It's going to come in a day early, actually. It's going to come in...